Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 216. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and I am very excited for this episode. If you've been listening for a while and you've been following me for a while, you might know why I'm excited for this episode. This one in particular, out of 215 other ones I've done prior to this. This one I'm very excited to do. And it says it in the title. This is episode 216. And I have talked about this before, that 216 is kind of like a special number to me, in that I for the last, decade of my life, I've seen it everywhere, literally everywhere I go. The page number in a book, the time on a clock, dollars, you know, bank accounts, numbers, everything, you name it. I see it all the time. And I used to think that it was just a coincidence, and it still might be, who knows. But I'm a big believer in having an open mind. And someone told me like a year ago that the easy answer was, Case, well, yeah, dude, 216 is your angel number. That's why you're seeing it. You're seeing it consistently for a reason in your life, that you know, the universe, God, your guardian angels, Case, they're trying to remind you of something, and that's why you see it all the time. And you know, I've as a dude bro guy, as I call myself, I've always been kind of skeptical of that kind of thing, or at least just skeptical of overly reading into things, of jumping to conclusions, of making, you know, judgments based on signs or horoscopes or astrology or things like that. But after literally years and years and years of seeing this number all the time, I really believe it has some kind of significance in my life. And I have done an episode on this before where I talked about the fact that life is, you know, constantly giving us signs, whether that's in the form of a number or something else. Life, the universe is always doing this. It's giving us signs that we should recognize and ponder and think about. But since that episode, I think I've really come to understand what 216 specifically is trying to teach me. And bigger than that, what I think it's trying to teach all of us, or rather what it's trying to remind us on a daily basis. So I want to do an episode on the power of this number. I know that sounds weird, an entire episode on a number. Case, you're losing your mind. But I'm excited to do it. Oh, and I also managed to slip in a Drake lyric in here too. So we got a lot of fun stuff going on. But seriously, you know, as a dude who's not, you know, into horoscopes or signs or astrology or anything like that, I can't ignore, you know, some of the things in my life. And this is one. And so I want to talk about it because it reminds me every day at this point that I am stronger than I think, that there's nothing I can't overcome. This number reminds me that I should have faith, that if I want a long life, if I want a legendary life, I have to believe that. I have to have faith in that vision. So excited to hop into it and talk about this number a bit with you. I think hopefully it'll give you something to think about, make you feel empowered. Quick thank you for all the support, the ratings, the reviews. It's amazing. If you haven't had a chance and you listen on Apple Podcasts to drop a rating and review, it takes like a minute, 2 minutes max. I'd really appreciate it. It's helpful, and it helps the show grow. So thank you so much for that. And also big thank you for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com. Your support of the journal is insane. And spoiler, in the next month, I am going to be releasing a new project on newmindsetwhodis.com. And I think you're really, really going to find it valuable. So more on that to come. But that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for all the texts, the DMs, the shares, the tags. It means a lot to me. So let me get into this, though. We're talking about a number. We're talking about the number 216. And again, I'll start by saying that what I'm about to say is it's overtly hopeful. It's like in your face optimistic, like to the extreme. But, you know, I will say just the kind of caveat, like, please recognize that I'm not saying these things because they sound nice, because they sound comforting. I really genuinely live and believe in this mindset. And, you know, I live it every day and I'm so much happier as a result. So I would be remiss not to share it with you, no matter how cheesy it might sound, no matter how pie in the sky it might be. So you can hear what I'm about to say and you could be like, Case, you know, dude, that's nice. But, you know, I've been through so much and I have this and that. And I don't think I could be like you, Case. You're butterflies and rainbows, man. I just can't do it. And, you know, I, of course, respect that, but I really believe from the bottom of my heart that mindset is a choice in life, that no matter what you've been through, are going through, will go through, you can always make a choice with how you interpret things, always. And, you know, I've been through tough times. I don't talk about them on the podcast, but I know from the bottom of my heart, within my world, within my context, that it's possible to always make a choice that's for the better for your mindset. So just listen until the end, and I think this will be helpful for you. But just a quick optimism caveat there, because strap in, it's going to be optimistic. So this number, 216, and the reason I've come to conclude that 216 is trying to remind me that I can handle anything in life, that I'm stronger, I'm powerful, that I could do that, is I simply Googled angel number meaning 216, and there it was, the conclusion right there. It's crazy. All these people have taken the time to derive meaning from numbers and series of numbers. It's pretty interesting stuff. But there it is, you know, that allegedly this is the meaning of this angel number. And it's been, you know, staring me in the face and reminding me of this fact for a long time. But I'm not going to take an episode here and just review what the internet says is the meaning of 216. I'm going to tell you what it has affirmed for me and what I've realized about life so that I think it could turn around and help you. And it's big. Of course, it's big. It's a big mindset. It simply says that of all the things in life, there's only one thing that you can truly, truly control. You can't control your health always. You can't control your wealth always, your relationships, your success. It's a lot of variables at play there, right? You could do everything right and still not get what you want. You could still lose. You could be the most kind and compassionate and caring person, and someone else can still treat you like shit. And you can give and give and give and never receive. Like that's life for you, right? You can't control everything. You can't control. You certainly can try, and you should. You should try to. You try your hardest. Strive to be your best self. But at the end of the day, there's always a variable at play: a luck or chance or relying on another flawed human being. There's always something there. But with that being said, there's always one thing that you can control, and that's the lens through which you look at life. It's the intent you assign to every person and everything that you experience in your life. And so I really do believe that you 100% can control how you observe the world around you, your perspective, how you view the things that happen to you or that do not happen to you. That every single morning you have the ability to do this. You have the ability to make a choice. You can decide to feel anxious about the uncertainty you have in life. You can decide to obsess over the things you don't understand, the unended stories that you're still living, the conclusions you've never been able to find. You can decide to focus on the dark, the negative. You can choose to see rejection as a reflection of who you are rather than a reflection of who someone else is. You can choose to feel overwhelmed by the things you haven't done yet, the things you've tried to do, but you failed doing them, the weight of the responsibility you have in life, all those things. You can choose that focus, that perspective, that lens, or you can choose another one. And this is the focus that 216 reminds us, I think, is the greatest gift of all. The greatest gift of all is to choose another focus, another perspective, a more intentional positive intent perspective. You can choose to take what has come your way, what you're going through, all that, and affirm that you're strong and you can get through it. And it's no problem because you have positive intention, that your lens, that the lens through which you look at life is positive, that you have love and compassion in your heart. And instead of pushing that down in favor of anxious thoughts, negative reminiscing, overthinking, that you can choose that as your filter to look at life, that as the filter through which you make conclusions about life. That's a choice. It's a simple choice that you can choose to live in the sun rather than the shade, that when you look up at the sky, you can choose to see the stars rather than the dark, that you assume positive intent, that you see what is possible, not what is impossible, that you choose to see what can be, not what isn't or what wasn't, right? That's just perspective. It's just a filter, the filter that you put on, the lens through which you look at life. That's all it is, that you can choose to say, I want a long life. I want a legendary life. And not just say that, but have faith that you can have that based on how you interpret what happens to you in life. That curveballs, frustrating experiences, you name it, they don't mean you can't have that life. That you have faith, so much faith that you can have that life. And that's the perspective you assign to everything that happens to you. So it all starts with positive intent. That was the Drake reference there. That's the lyric off his new song, Pop Star, with DJ Khaled. It's pretty fire. But, you know, it goes like this. If you want a legendary life, you have to apply a legendary filter to your life, a legendary lens to look through in life. That's it. That's all it is. And to me, you know, you can call that a lot of different things. You can call that just being a straight up optimistic person, that, you know, you're just a glass half full person, that you'd rather smile about what's possible rather than frown about what isn't. You could also call it just, you know, positivity and, you know, being kind to yourself, that you'd rather feel calm than anxious. Okay, those are choices. Or in my mind, you could just call it faith. Faith. Not necessarily religious faith, but definitely some kind of like cosmic spiritual faith that fundamentally your existence in life on Earth has meaning. It has meaning, and there's something bigger at play. Like, there has to be. There has to be. The life, your existence is too beautiful and purposeful, and the complexity of life is just unreal. It's too unreal to be a mistake. It's way too intentional, your existence. The odds of you existing are far too great for you just to be a blip, you know, on the cosmic radar. No way. Like, your existence is intentional. You are alive for a reason, and I really believe that reason is to have faith in that very statement. It's just a simple circle that your purpose is to have faith in yourself. And a big part of that is simply embracing it. It's embracing the questions you have in life, the frustrations you have in life, the lessons you've learned in life, everything. That instead of feeling defeated by those unknowns or those questions or those frustrations, you see everything in your life as a reminder that you are stronger than you think, that you are stronger than you were before. That there's nothing you can't overcome. There's nothing you can't navigate. There's nothing you can't figure out. That you can make that choice, make that decision to make that the lens through which you look at life. That every piece of BS that's thrown your way is, you know, is leading you to a bigger version of yourself. That rejection, frustration, feeling lost, feeling behind is giving you something. It's reminding you that you can overcome anything. But more than that, you know, those things give you values, direction, belief, conviction, compassion in life. You're always getting something in life. So I think the most powerful thing you could do is to look back and realize that everything you've been through, everything that's been thrown your way, you've handled it. You've handled it. You might not have won. You might not have emerged like victorious, but you handled it nonetheless. And I think just like that as a backbone for what I'm talking about here should give you faith in yourself, faith in why you're alive. Faith that your future is filled with more things that you can also handle with grace and compassion. And I really think that is what this number 216 is reminding us of. Reminding us to put faith in ourselves. Faith in ourselves. Not faith that you're going to win and conquer the world. Of course, that is another mindset. I really do believe that you're a force to be reckoned with and you're incredibly capable. But simply here, just a peaceful sense of compassion for yourself, that you can make a choice each and every day. A choice to have a sense of security in yourself, that you've got this. There's no curveball you can't handle. There's no rejection you can't handle. There's no BS you can't handle. There's no lesson you can't handle, no matter how tough. 216 is reminding you that you can have peace of mind every single day by making a choice to change the filter that you apply to your life. That's all it is. It's like an Instagram filter. You put it on and it just changes things. It changes things in that it does one thing and one thing only. It assumes positive intent about everything. Everything, everyone. That's it. You can make a choice every day to apply a lens that assumes positive intent. Positive intent. Positive intent. That one door closing means another door opening somewhere else. That one rejection here means an opportunity there. That a harsh word here means a kind, compassionate word somewhere else. That a day, a month of feeling lost and insecure means a day, a month of feeling empowered and confident down the line. That a day in the shade means a day in the sun down the line. That is what I'm talking about here. That is faith in yourself, because you know that in the immediate, you're capable of handling that door closing, that rejection, that harsh word, that feeling lost, that day in the shade. You're capable of handling it because those events are not a reflection of who you are. Those events are reflections of other people's inability to see your worth, to understand you. They're a reflection of a world that's maybe not ready for you, a reflection of an employer who's passing up on you, reflection of someone else's flawed judgment, right? That's what 2 and 6 reminds me of, that every time I see that number anywhere I go, that it reminds me that I've got this. I've got this. I'm stronger than this. It's all good. It's all good. I have faith in myself. And I just wanted to pass this along to you. I know it's like, usually I try to be really specific, but like, this is just something to comfort you and center you, to say, hey, you've got this. Have faith in yourself, my friend. Have faith in yourself. Not that you're going to win and conquer. That will come in time, I think. But in the meantime, just peace of mind, smile, faith that you've got this. And you've got this because you choose to believe that you've got this. This is the choice you can make. If you have two choices to go up or down, why not up, right? You've got this because you simply believe to see it that way, that you interpret that with the lens that you put on the world around you, positive intent. That's the power of choice, the power of one single thing that you can control in life. And that's the lens through which you look at everything. And it's not denying that life can be challenging or that not everything is butterflies and rainbows. It recognizes that, certainly. But instead of circling those events and labeling them as conclusions, it simply says, for every action, there is another action. It recognizes that faith in possibility is the most liberating choice you can make. So you ask yourself, you know, how do you see life? How do you see what happens to you in life or what doesn't happen to you in life? Is life just one big bucket of BS that everything is out to get you, that people suck, people are unreliable, you know, you don't have what it takes to climb the corporate ladder, that all men are fuckboys and all women are gold diggers, that corporations are evil, that you're insecure and you're always going to be that way, that you're constantly disappointing yourself and everyone else and you'll never change? Right? Is that the lens you look through? Or can you push yourself to have faith that you can learn in life, that you can handle any BS, that you can overcome a shitty relationship and still love, that you can still feel compassion for someone else, even though you've been consistently disappointed by people, that you can find love for yourself, even though you haven't always loved yourself, right? That's the lens. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know the what, the when, any of that. It's just faith that you can. That's the lens. And you choose that lens. You just make that decision. And no one, nothing, no circumstance can take that away from you totally. It can challenge it, certainly. But you always have that ability to apply that lens in life. So that's really all I wanted to say with this episode. And one kind of cool thing, maybe it's cool, maybe it's not, I don't know, that I've done in the past couple of months is I've set a little reminder on my phone at 2:16 every day. That pops up, and just like when I see it, it's just cool. It's like, yeah, I've got this. I have faith in myself. It's just a reminder, small thing. Maybe you want to try it out, but at the end of the day, make a choice to be intentional about assuming positive intent, that you can have a legendary life, that for every negative action, there can be a positive reaction based on faith you have in yourself to keep going and keep your head up, that you've got this. You do that, and I think you'll find yourself navigating the ups and downs of your life with a powerful sense of calm. That's it. 216. So that's it, my friend. I'll leave it right there. An entire episode on the number 216. I hope you found this valuable, or at least it gave you something to think about. If it did, as always, I'd love if you'd share the episode, share it with a friend, tell them 216, and let me know what you're thinking. DM me, text me. Let me know what I can do to be more helpful to you. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.